lipid matrix microencapsulation is allowing for certain vitamins and trace minerals and other bioactive compounds, nutraceuticals and things like that, to be embedded within a matrix of lipid. And it's usually medium chain fatty acids that's hydrogenated. It has a fairly high melting temperature, and it allows the protection of these sensitive ingredients, preventing them from exposure to things that would cause degradation, but also it allows for better handling characteristics.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible. Anatox, partnering with the world's food producers to develop and deliver innovative programs to efficiently produce safer food. BASF provides sustainable, high-performing ingredients that enhance the quality and productivity of your poultry feed. Kerry, proven on the farm, trusted on the plate. Kerry is where technology is made. The Poultry Science Association is dedicated to advancing poultry science worldwide. Learn more at poultryscience.org.
Thanks for joining us today. This is another episode of the Poultry Nutrition Black Belt Podcast. I'm Kelly Walmsley, your host, and I'm joined today by Dr. Peter Furquette. Hi, Dr. Furquette. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very good, Kelly.
Great. Thank you for coming with us and joining us today. So it's really neat opportunity for me because, of course, you've been in this area of poultry nutrition for your whole career, and I've seen, you know, so many of your papers and interacted with you at so many different levels throughout my time and even in school and then now as a professor as well. So it's really neat to be able to talk to you about a lot of your life's work.
Well, it's an absolute pleasure, and thank you very much for this opportunity to not only talk to you, but have our listeners participate in this journey that I've been on in my life.
Very cool. Dr. Furquette, you've been at at NC State for a long time and in the Prestige Department of Poultry Science. And your role as a professor, you have a distinguished professor role. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, I'm the William Neal Reynolds Distinguished Professor of Nutrition and Biotechnology. And Reynolds Coliseum, you know, the historic place where, you know, Jimmy Valvano won the NCAA way back in the late 80s. Okay, that was the famous place. And this is a professorship that is the highest rank professorship in the College of Agriculture and Life Science. And there's only a few of us that's associated with that. And that's based on publication and innovation and a number of other things, teaching and excellence and in a number of things like that.
Sure.
Yeah. And I'm also the director of the Animal Health and Nutrition Consortium at NC State University. And that's a consortium where it allows companies who can invest in doing some innovative research. It's more in the area of testing concepts that might eventually develop into potential products. And the industry is also involved as non-paid members to select these kind of nutrition projects as well. So it's a very successful program.
Very interesting. And I know my knowledge and whenever we're doing, any kind of quizzing in the sports realm, maybe more recent might be a little bit good, but in the more past, not as great for trivia. But thank you for a little bit of background. That's really interesting and, really speaks to, kind of set up the stage for the work that we're going to talk about today.
Proven on the farm, trusted on the plate, let our technologies help make your production goals a reality. Learn from the experts how carbohydrates can improve nutrient utilization, gut health technologies differ by type, and how liquid smoke can light your bird performance on fire. Kerry isn't just leading in animal agriculture, we're innovating it.
Before we get started, a couple things I want to kind of go through of the typical thing that I do. So a couple this or that questions. So, skydive or scuba?
Scuba diving. I love doing that.
Window or aisle seat?
I'm an aisle seat person.
Me too. fried or grilled chicken?
I like fried chicken.
And then crunchy or soft taco?
Crunchy, definitely.
Okay. And then what poultry nutritionist would you take with you in a zombie apocalypse and why?
I'd take Vernon Feltz with me, you know, who's the nutritionist for Butterball. Actually, he's now the VP of live production, but that guy can get things done and can slay a lot of demons if he needs to. So he'd be a great buddy to come with me.
He would be great. I agree. Fun personality. And then also, I know he's quite good at hunting and a number of things. So
that's great.
That's great. Okay. So let's move back to business a little bit. So you've had quite the career so far, and you're going to talk, I guess, some of your involvement with the consortium maybe has led into some of this development of this research that we're going to talk about today. But we're going to talk about lipid matrix microencapsulation. So can you tell us a little bit about what that is and kind of what got you in this area?
Well, lipid matrix microencapsulation is allowing for certain vitamins and trace minerals and other bioactive compounds, nutraceuticals and things like that, to be embedded within a matrix of lipid. And it's usually medium chain fatty acids that's hydrogenated. So it has a fairly high melting temperature, and it allows the protection of these sensitive ingredients, preventing them from exposure to things that would cause degradation, but also that it allows for better handling characteristics, improved digestion, and it also provides a more nutritional carrier rather than the conventional premixes that are carried on an inexpensive fibrous type carrier or limestone or something like that. And where these compounds like vitamins and minerals can chemically react and cause some degradation problems. So this lipid matrix encapsulation is a novel technology that allows for a very well-protected nutrients, and that consequently improves stability and a number of other advantages.
That's really fascinating. And so you kind of recognize this as kind of being an issue whenever kind of going into some vitamin shortages, supply and demand, and some of those types of things that started going on in the industry. Is that right?
Yeah. You know, in my whole career, I've been focusing on feed formulation, ingredient value, digestibility, all of the nutritionist type things we deal with. And one of the things early on in my career, I did some work with stability of vitamins like folic acid and things like that. And we noticed that through my classes that I teach, which is vitamin metabolism and mineral metabolism, this is a constant problem, is making sure that we have these very expensive, high-value ingredients maintain their stability. And very often, shelf life of conventional vitamin and mineral premixes may only last maybe a month or so, and then you start losing things. So consequently, you have to over-fortify these things to compensate for the potential losses. And so this research was like a combination of all of these problems and finding a way to meet that need. So that's one of the things that we were very focused on by enhancing the stability of these nutrients.
And so how does this encapsulation technology help to protect vitamins and minerals and also improve maybe their bioavailability or impact the microbiome within the bird?
Well, let's first talk about how this technology, it improves the handling characteristics. And so that lipid matrix, they're kind of like small little beads, like marbles, right? And so you get really good flowability. And the other thing is, because it's a lipid, it repels moisture, and you need moisture to create chemical reactions in it. So in typical premix. And so moisture also causes clumping and all these other kinds of things. So that, that matrix allows for a better quality product. And also these little particles, they have a bulk density very similar to what is in the feed mix. So you don't get separation during conveying and transport that as well. And then the other thing is that, you know, there are factors that impact the stability of these vitamins and minerals. That's moisture, temperature, pH, oxygen, light, oxidizing agents, time, pressure. And this lipid matrix encapsulation eliminates a lot of these problems with of sensitive ingredients to these factors. And because that lipid matrix repels the moisture, you know, also the heat transfer that happens during pelleting is also reduced, so that you, these heat sensitive ingredients are not as damaged as much as usual. And we've done some tests. We produced our first product about 6 years ago, and the stability of the vitamins are almost the same as the day we made it. So it's incredibly stable. And that allows you to buy, you know, more volume discounts, and that's vitamins and minerals mixed together in the same ingredients. So incredibly important.
Yeah, thanks for backing up onto that, because that is a really important point to make, talking about handling characteristics and then the stability of the different ingredients that would be provided into a premix. Thanks for joining us today. And that's another episode of the Poultry Nutrition Black Belt Podcast. Thanks, Dr. Furquette, for joining us. And we will be talking again soon.
Okay, great. Thanks.